Radio City Talk.
We're going to talk Liverpool because we've got Craig Hannan from the Anfield Wrap in the studio with me. He's very much looking forward to tonight, as many of you are. Liverpool against Tottenham is one of those fixtures that over the years has always been an attractive one, I would say, Craig, and has produced decent games of football, unlike the one we saw at Anfield last Monday night.
I can't imagine Spurs. Can't imagine Pochettino would set up a side like a Mourinho side or even a Pulis side when they come to Anfield tonight. Even with as many changes, you'd expect them to go for the win and attack and press in the same manner that you see Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool sides. But yeah, they're a good side. They shouldn't be underestimated, no matter who they play. They're at the end of the day, they're playing Champions League football at the moment, and. I'd expect them to come here and go for the win.
They've got a lot on the plate, haven't they, Tottenham? Unbeaten, though, in the league this season. I know they've drawn a fair few games, drew at Bournemouth at the weekend, but he's got them performing well, hasn't he? And he's been talked about in glowing terms, Pochettino.
He has. He's a great manager. He could be one of the top sort of five managers now, the way he's going. His reputation just continues to grow, and this Spurs side, it feels like this Spurs side are going somewhere. You saw how close they came last year. Maybe you could argue that's in a year where the likes of City and United and Chelsea don't perform as you'd think they would, and that's why Leicester go on to win it. But they'll be up there. They'll be around there. But I'd hope Liverpool will be above Tottenham this season.
Well, Tottenham finished 10 points behind Leicester in the end, which was quite incredible when you look back on it. But I don't think that's going to happen this season, given the way Leicester have started the season. Maybe their focus is on Champions League football. But our focus on the EFL Cup, as it's now named, it's the League Cup competition, and the quarterfinal beckons for Liverpool. But we've already discussed with Craig before we heard the news and sport headlines at 8:30 that Liverpool will make changes. I don't think anybody will be surprised about that, but they may be surprised that one or two youngsters could get an opportunity. Trent Alexander-Arnold is being talked about as being given his senior debut tonight. Would you advocate that?
Coming into the game, I thought maybe Klopp would look to make four, five, six changes. Mm. I didn't believe that he would. It'd be a full sweep, and we'd see a completely new 11. So that's a little bit surprising. But the amount of games Klein's played so far, it might be a good idea. Trent Alexander-Arnold, he performed well in pre-season. The likes of him and Ajaria, they were the highlights, some of the highlights from the pre-season tour, the pre-season, the games in England. So it'd be good to see him get a start. I remember reading, and the first time I heard about him, Steven Gerrard talking about him in his autobiography, and it was a glowing report from our former captain. So there's obviously something about him. It'd be interesting to see how he does tonight. But it's the perfect platform for him to show. It's the League Cup, I'd love to come in and see him do well. I can't imagine he'll be fighting for Nathaniel Klein's place yet.
No.
But I do believe that he was. I think previously he was a centre midfielder, and he's obviously looked to change his game slightly and play in a position that it seems to be have been a gateway position for young players like him. You saw Jamie Carragher when he first burst through. He plays in the fullback position. Steven Gerrard. So it's a great opportunity for him tonight to show his value really within this squad, and show that in maybe two or three years' time he can be competing with the first team.
Well, it's good to have those youngsters in reserve, isn't it? And pressing their claims. It's good to see them performing for the under 23s. What about Ajaria? Would he be in with a shout tonight?
I'm not sure. I think from reading, I think he could be in the squad. Mm. I'd like to see him. He's a player that he didn't seem to be on too many Liverpool fans' radar before the pre-season. I know talking to lads who have watched the academy games at times last season, it didn't really look as if he would push on and he would stamp his place within, you know, training with the first team and be in with a shout of even playing for the first team. But pre-season, he there was times he looked imperious in that centre midfield. I remember the first game against Tranmere, and Twitter going wild asking who this lad, you know, was that was playing for us. So again, it's a great chance for the young lad. And I think it was it Chelsea he comes on against? Sorry, not Chelsea. Who? Derby.
Derby in the last
round. He come on and he looked assured. Mm. So again, it's another great chance. Mm. And it's great to see that Klopp has this this confidence within the youth side. And not only that, it seems that the likes of him and Trent Alexander, when they come in, they slot in and they know exactly what Jurgen Klopp wants from his side. They know exactly what is demanded of a Jurgen Klopp side. So I'm interested to see how they do tonight. Mm.
Well, it looks like they'll be welcomed into the fold before the return of Mamadou Sakho, whose prospects of resurrecting, should I say, his Liverpool career are somewhat remote, given the fact that he was part of the under-23s, wasn't he, recently? So some of those others were withdrawn from that game at the weekend. So that certainly hints at what's to come tonight.
It's a strange one from Mamadou Sakho, because last season he was so popular. He was such a popular part of the side. If I remember right, through the UEFA Cup or Europa League run last year, it was Hibbs' name that quite often was shouted loudest by the fans. So
almost cult status.
Yeah, he had cult status. And I did like him as a player. I do like him as a player, but I don't see how he gets back in. We sign Clavin, we keep Lucas. Matip comes in and looks a colossus at the back. I just don't see how he comes in, and I think that's one of the most positive things. One of the things I've liked most about Jurgen Klopp is not that he'll freeze a player out, but that he has this belief in his own beliefs. He has this confidence in what he believes and what he wants from his Liverpool side. And if anyone steps out of line, he's not scared of stamping his authority. He's not. And maybe last year, if this was the case, if we weren't doing so well, there might be a few fans of Sakho's from last year who'd be calling for him to come back in. But at the moment,
Joel Matip's settled in really well, hasn't he?
I think that's within the media, at least, or the national media. It seems to be something that's gone under the radar a little bit. That Liverpool, although you know the frailties from set pieces were maybe exposed at the weekend. At the end of the day, you're playing a Pulis side, but West Brom just didn't get a look in, and United didn't really get a look in, and it's a defence that's conceded, I think it's 6 and 9 in the last 9 now,
but 5 have come from set pieces. Is it the last 5 have all been conceded?
I think so, yeah. But even still, I'm trying to think of how many clear cut chances teams that we've played have mustered up, and I can't think of very, very many. So if it's just the set pieces, that's something that they can work on in training. And I'd rather not talk about the frailties of set pieces and talk about how this Liverpool defence are improving game by game, and finally we've got a settled back four. And I know that'll change tonight, but in terms of Mamadou Sakho, I just don't see how he gets in, especially with how they're performing.
I think that just shows you the very nature of Jurgen Klopp, although he stated in an interview yesterday talking about Danny Ings that he's a sensitive man. Not Ings. Klopp was talking about himself being sensitive to the issues of players. But he's also a strict disciplinarian. If you step out of line, you are really going to have to endear yourself back into the fold, aren't you? And that might take some time.
Which is difficult in a side that are performing.
Yeah.
It might be
playing well. Yeah.
Yeah. It might be easier if we were, if there were problems in defence and maybe we were seeing more games like at Burnley. There would be calls for someone like Sakho to come in. Who, let's not forget, would have been going to the Euros. Would have started the Europa League final for us. So he was a massive player for both us and France. And it is a little bit sad to see, but. There's obviously something that's gone on behind the scenes, and it's happened too many times now. And whether this is Jurgen Klopp showing the rest of the players that if you step out of line, this is what happens, or whether it is that Mamadou Sakho has his behaviour has meant that it's just gone, it's too far gone now to resurrect at Liverpool. You never know, though. There's always the chance we could be struck down by injuries. We could be struck down by poor form, and Sakho could get that one chance and take it. I wouldn't rule anything out. Lucas Leiva's still here, and it's his 10th year, so anything can happen.
It was interesting at the press conference yesterday, ahead of the Liverpool-Tottenham game, Jurgen Klopp obviously talking to the media in the build-up to the game, and the Liverpool boss was asked a question about Sakho, but it actually came from a French reporter, asked if Sakho had a future at Liverpool from the French reporter. This was the only question that the French reporter asked. Klopp said, I hope you didn't make the long journey here for this question, because the answer is, I've said everything about this already. You could have read it in English newspapers. I've said everything about this in my talk with Mama. There's nothing else to say about it. So that was a long journey if he had come all the way from France. I hope he's staying for the game, though, and hadn't just come to ask that one question at a press conference. If he did, what a great job.
Yeah, I hope he's not here to see Sacco either, because I don't see that happening too soon.
No. In terms of Liverpool this season, you must be delighted with the way they're set up, the way they're entertaining, the way they never stop running. I know the stats that are produced say they run more than any team in the Premier League, but it's not all about that, is it? It's about delivering the goods, and it looks as though Liverpool are certainly going to be involved in the title shake-up this season. I know it's very tight at the top with 1 point separating five teams, but Liverpool look as though they really have got their act together, and they are going to be a force to be reckoned with.
It's in my opinion, it's certainly as good a squad as we've seen since maybe 08-09. 13-14, we were great, but our problem was that we had the 11, and then after that we had Victor Moses or similar.
Who's now performing at Chelsea.
But there's a cohesion in this side. They know exactly what they're doing, and I think that's the most impressive part. It's not that we're winning games. Obviously, it's that we're winning games, but it's the way we're winning games, and it's the way Jurgen Klopp has us set up to defend as a unit and attack as a unit, and it's gorgeous to watch. It's as entertaining as we've seen in quite a while. But yeah, this Liverpool side should be up there. The best bit about, and I mentioned this earlier, is that on Saturday we had Sturridge on the bench, Wijnaldum on the bench, and you can bring them on, and they come in and they slot right in. They know exactly what they're doing. And when you're coming out of a ground with your mates, and this has happened each time, come out of the ground with your mates, and I've asked them, who's man of the match today? There's always two or three answers. Yeah. There's never that one. There's never that, oh, it's definitely Coutinho. It's, oh no, I think it's Mane. It's Coutinho, Lallana. It's Firmino, who might well be the most underrated footballer in the Premier League at the moment. And it's how the new signings have come in and just, slotted in and know exactly what they're doing and are performing right from the off. And like I've talked about, we've got that assured back four. And there's loads and loads and loads to be positive about. But I'd be disappointed if Liverpool aren't around the top at the end of the year.
Do you feel a buzz around Anfield as you're heading to the games now?
Definitely.
As opposed to how it was under... I'm not berating Rodgers by any stretch of the imagination, but just, the comparison to now and then.
Yeah, in the end, under Rodgers, it was becoming hard work. I think it's different with Klopp in that even the smallest games... The likes of West Brom, buzzing for West Brom, couldn't wait to get to the ground to watch, and that might be the most underrated thing in football, the excitement of those games against teams that are in the lower reaches of the Premier League, and having similar excitement than what I did it when I was going into the ground against Man United. And that's through the fact that Liverpool are a joy to watch at the moment and look to be going places. It seems like there is something's stirring, and whether it doesn't happen this season, it's the foundations are there, and you can see exactly what the game plan is. You can see exactly what the identity of this Liverpool side is, and previously we didn't see that under the previous regime. We're seeing a rejuvenation of and a revitalization of players that previously were seen as maybe the remnants of the previous regime, likes of Adam Lallana, who now the cop are singing his name louder than anyone else.
Well, he's had a great season so far, hasn't
exactly
it?
Who this time last year we really it was give or take whether we wanted Adam Lallana, whether we knew exactly what he did. That was often what was asked, and now he is one of the first teams on Jurgen Klopp's team sheet.
So where's the game going to be won tonight? Can you put your finger on it? I know Liverpool have to score more goals than Tottenham, to state the obvious, but where will it be won in terms of the battles on the pitch?
It's a difficult one because we don't know who's going to start. Yeah. I reckon there'll be goals, just the way Spurs set up. I know they've won a lot of plaudits for being very good defensively, but no matter who we bring in, we can score goals. And there's Daniel Sturridge, who's sitting on the bench at the weekend. Tonight's the perfect opportunity for him to come in and stake his claim and get goals. Danny Ings has been firing in the under-21s, so there's goals in this Liverpool team. And I don't think Spurs can come here and try and sit deep and sit defensively. I think they'll need to score. They'll certainly need to outscore us, which is no mean feat.
Well, the game has to be decided on the night. No replays in this competition, so I'm not expecting a long night. I, like you, think that Liverpool can do the business in the 90 minutes, but if necessary, extra time and penalties. Great to have you in, Craig.
Thank you.
A very, very suitable replacement for Neil Atkinson. A wonderful talker too. Nobody can match Neil Atkinson.
I would never even attempt to live up to that.
No, fantastic to have you in. Enjoy the day and enjoy the game tonight, Craig. That's Craig Hannan from the Anfield Wrap, giving us his views and the lowdown on Liverpool against Tottenham.
This is Radio City Talk.